Welcome to another edition of the Preview Report right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk, and it's all brought to you by New Era. It's the Giants and Washington Redskins at MetLife Stadium. The Giants just have a one-game lead on Washington in the NFC East, a very important game for Big Blue. They want to continue that momentum from the win against San Francisco, and they don't want to go 0-3 in the NFC East. They've already lost to Philadelphia and Dallas. They'll want to beat Washington on Sunday. And the good news is the Giants are getting healthy. Despite the fact that Ahmad Bradshaw missed practice on Wednesday, his foot's getting better. He's expected to play in a three-headed running back monster scenario on Sunday with David Wilson and Andre Brown, who's back from his concussion. The one Giants injury that people should be concerned about is Jaquan Williams. He will not play with that knee, which means Keith Rivers, who returned last week from the hamstring, should play in his place of linebacker. There shouldn't be too much of a downgrade there. We'll see about Chris Canty. He is eligible to come off of PUP this week, but look, he hasn't had physical contact since last February. They might want to work him back slowly. We'll see what the Giants do with him. As for the Redskins, of course, you know about Carrick and Arakpo. They're both out for the year. Pierre Garçon, probably not going to play with that turf toe. Odds are he's not, but make sure you check out that injury report to make sure. Otherwise, the Redskins are relatively healthy. Of course, their explosive rookies, RG3 and Alfred Morris. Plenty more coming up on this week's edition of the Preview Report. Of course, we'll hear from Anita Marks inside the locker room with Henry Hanoski. We'll hear from Perry Fuel and from Kevin Gilbride. And, of course, all the breakdown from Paul Dottino. But first, it's time for yet another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. And with that is Michael Eisen and Anita Marks. It's brought to you by PSENG.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with Michael Eisen. It is time for another edition of Eisen's Mailbag. And Michael, we kick it off with Pippi in Manhattan.
Pippi.
I know. I kind of like that. Should we expect to see the Giants stick with this offensive line combination for the future? Of course, David Deal healthy. We saw him a lot in the jumbo package. So what can we expect moving forward, Michael?
I would suspect as long as they stay healthy, the current five starters will remain the five starters. You don't want to break up a good thing. The Giants are third in the league in scoring, tied for third in the league in scoring. They've rushed for almost 400 yards the last two games. No sacks three games in a row. I don't think you mess with success, so I don't think they're going to change the offensive line right now.
Let's go to Martin in Traverse Park, New York, wants to know, is the feared Giants defensive line that can stop the run and rush the passer here to stay? Of course, talking about the defense, the Giants defense we saw against the San Francisco 49ers.
Feared?
I know,
well, they
feared.
Did play very well against San Francisco. I don't know if fear is the right word, but I would think that after a six-sack performance in San Francisco and with Chris Canty supposedly returning this week, the defensive line will continue to play at a high level. However, they play a much faster and more elusive quarterback this week in RG3 than in Alex Smith, so they can continue to play very well, and they may not have nearly as many sacks as they did last week. The key is, as they did last week in San Francisco, is shutting down the run.
This is from Annie in Ohio, wants to know, how should we expect the running backs to split carries this week? As we know, Ahmad Bradshaw, his foot issue kind of flared up a little bit.
Our weekly running backs carries question. I think Bradshaw is going to be fine. From everything I heard, he's going to be fine. If that's the case, he's run the ball 57 times the last 2 weeks. I've speculated, I think, 2 weeks in a row that they're going to split the carries more evenly, and I've been wrong twice. So I'm going to say that Ahmad Bradshaw is just going to carry the ball until he drops on Sunday.
I'm going one step further. David Wilson has looked great. He's holding on to the ball like for dear life. Has he gained brownie points with Tom Coughlin? Do you think we'll see at least a little bit more David Wilson, Michael?
I think Ahmad Bradshaw is going to carry the ball until he drops. Yeah, I mean, he certainly has, earned some points with Tom Coughlin. He did have a nice run last week in that last fourth quarter drive. But Andre Brown is back this week. I still think Bradshaw will get the large majority of the carries, and Brown and Wilson will get the leftovers.
He's Michael Eisen. I'm Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Well, thanks, Anita, and now it's time to break down the game. To do it, we're joined by Paul Dottino, beat reporter for WFAN, and, of course, a contributor to all things Giants media. Paul, Redskins come to town. Giants have to avoid that letdown coming off a big road win against San Francisco.
Yeah, but you know, John, I don't think there's going to be much of one. You got RG3, who's writing headlines all around the NFL. And on top of that, this is a Redskins team that did not have RG3 last year and beat the Giants twice and nearly cost them a playoff spot. I think they remember.
And the Giants, 0-2 in the division, cannot afford to go 0-3 in the division if they lose to Washington. Let's start with the offense. And Paul mentioned Robert Griffin III. He's the guy everyone's talking about. He leads the NFL in completion percentage, second in yards per completion, and of course he can run it. A 76-yard touchdown run last week when he looked like the fastest player on the field. Needless to say, Osiu Manura is impressed.
He throws the ball as well as pretty much anybody we've seen. So he's an outstanding football player. I mean, look at what he's done. I mean, look at the way he's performed as a rookie. You don't see players come into the league and performing like that at that stage in their career. So all the respect in the world goes to him, and he's a phenomenal football player.
And Paul, while his legs get all the highlights, his arm is really what's making him so effective as a young player.
Yeah, John, he's got a gun, and he's very accurate. You know, you mentioned the 70% completion mark. The funny part is a lot of that stuff is short and underneath, but they get a lot of yak yards, which helps his yards per completion average. He's a very smart quarterback. He addresses his first, second, and third receivers nearly every time down the field. You're not going to fool him very much. Very, very poised. But I will say one thing about him that makes him different than other running quarterbacks in this league. When he runs, he usually always runs to the outside. Very often you've seen guys like Vic who try to run to the front of the pocket when you leave an open space, and they take off as they step up. Griffin usually doesn't do that. I think part of the reason is he wants to stay healthy.
And Paul, unlike RG3, who got all the fanfare coming out of college, second overall pick, Alfred Morris was a sixth-round pick out of Florida Atlantic. But he has been a workhorse, fourth most rushing yards and rushing attempts in the NFL.
Yeah, he's at about 500 yards rushing for the season. He's had two 100-yard games, and he's run into the end zone in four of the Redskins' first six games. So this is a guy who has been extremely productive as a sixth-round pick. And the thing about it is, too, John, you know, you mentioned Shanahan and his running style and running scheme. The thing about it is, this is not your typical Redskins of old. They're not pounding it out between the guards and between the tackles anymore. They're using a lot of pulling. They're using a lot of combo blocks to get to the outside, and that's where Morris and RG3 are the most dangerous.
And Paul, I had a chance to talk to Chase Blackburn today, and he told me the best way to stop that zone running scheme is to stay disciplined, stay in your lanes the same way you defend RG3. So that's certainly something the Giants will have to do in every facet of their defense this week. As for the Redskins' defense, they have struggled this year. One player that hasn't is London Fletcher, their middle linebacker who is ageless. Still looks like a rookie on tape. Former teammate Sean Locklear tells us why he's still so darn good.
He's a good player. You know, he's the key to that defense. You know, I seen it live and in person last year, seeing him practice, the way he practices. I mean, he practices just as fast as he plays the game. You know what I mean? I think they gave him a couple days off last year in practice, and that's because the coach wanted to, not that he wanted to. But he's a good player. You know, he's a smart player. He's been around, played, you know, over 200 games he started, and, you know, he's seen it all, I'd say. And he calls out, you know, been in practice, he calls out plays from together, whether it's formation or something he's seen on film, so he's always alert.
And Paul, London Fletcher anchors what's still a pretty good Redskins run defense.
Well, they're giving up less than 4 yards a carry, John, on the ground, and there's no question that that's the strength of what they do defensively. They don't have much of a pass rush with Carricker and Arakpo out for the season, and their secondary, quite frankly, is not one of the better ones in the league either, especially getting beat deep. So for them, it's got to start with plugging up the run.
And you mentioned that secondary. They have struggled. They've given up the most passing yards in the league. They've given up the most passing touchdowns in the league. That being said, offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbride says their secondary does a lot of different things that other teams don't necessarily do.
Now he's going into this three-man rush, prevent 33 double cloud matchup underneath, which is a little bit unique. It's something you face from people, but not usually until it's third and 10 or deeper. He's showing it on third and 2 to 3 all the way up, which is a little bit different and certainly a radical departure from what he's done in the past. So what it does, it makes you, you know, you have a certain set of plays that you say it would be good against that. You have a certain set of plays that are good against blitz. Now all of a sudden he's exchanging where you would normally be exposed to those things. So it makes it a little bit more challenging schematically. And or to your guys, you have to call routes that have the opportunity to be good against both.
And, Paul, the Redskins do a lot of that Pittsburgh Steelers stuff on defense, so they do bring a lot of pressure. But you're right, their secondary, whew, they've had some problems. And D'Angelo Hall is supposed to be their best corner. He has struggled.
Well, he's long in the tooth, John. He's been playing this game for a while now, and he's just not the same player. Their safeties will cheat up a lot against the run. Again, that's because they emphasize their rushing defense. You mentioned the 15 touchdown passes they've given up this year. That's tied for worst in the NFL. And when you talk about the pass rush, Kerrigan's got 3.5 sacks. He's a good player, but he can't do it by himself, John. And we all know when you can't get heat on the quarterback, it makes things hard.
No doubt about it. And if you listen to Kevin Gilbride, it's going to be a bit of a guessing game with their unique play calling and the Giants trying to match. Paul Dottino will rejoin us for keys to the game in just a second. But for now, let's go inside the locker room where Anita Marks had a chance to catch up with one of the guys that's been so important in the Giants' resurgent running game, fullback Henry Heinoski.
Thanks, John. Anita Marks here with fullback Henry Heinoski. And Henry, let's talk about the Giants' rushing attack. You guys have been sensational the past two games, and nonetheless against the San Francisco 49ers this past Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, it's something that we definitely improved on, that we've been working hard at. You know, we got to be able to run the ball. You tell everybody you have to run the ball to set up the play action pass. And, you know, it was just an amazing, you know, time just to see our team click and on all cylinders, you know, and especially running the football. And it's something that we're proud of, you know, fullbacks, tight ends, the O-line. The backs, you know, everybody was just happy that we've been able to get it done, and hopefully we'll be able to get it to continue.
Well, let's talk about the offensive line. You get David Deal back healthy, and you guys are able to run that jumbo package on the offensive line. How key was that against San Francisco?
It was very key, you know, having a guy like Dave, not just as a player, but just as a leader, as a person, being in the huddle with us, you know, it gives us that extra boost that we need. And, you know, everybody's been playing great, you know, right across the board, the whole O-line, and like when I'm going through making my reads, you know, there's seams there that are to be taken, so it's nice, and everybody's picking up their blocks, functioning as 11 people, as one, receivers coming downfield making their blocks, so it's a nice thing to watch right now.
Let's talk about David Wilson. I mean, he's just been so impressive. His speed, I think we were talking about explosive, is the key word there. For folks out there watching, their fans, they're excited about his play. As a player, do you kind of sit back and all and are just mesmerized by his speed?
Yeah, I mean, I tell everybody the best word to describe David is explosive. And that touchdown run he had against Cleveland, I made the block and I turned around. There he is, 30 yards downfield already at the 10-yard line, about ready to score. And I was just like, wow. You know, it was really, really amazing to watch. And, you know, all of our backs, you know, Ahmad, Andre, they all bring something to the table, you know, something different. And, you know, they've just been all playing tremendously so far this year. And, you know, I'm just glad they're on our side.
Last question about the Washington Redskins. They're actually quite solid against the run. And talk about that matchup and what you guys are expecting this week.
I mean, they do what they do. They're going to, you know, they have heavy guys up front, you know, two heavy outside linebackers, you know, two guys in the middle, London Fletcher and Riley, that are ball hawks. You know, they're going to try and two gap and just take the run game away. But, you know, we've been so successful on the run lately. I mean, we're going to, you know, do what we do, go through our normal keys, normal process, and try and run the football against them. And, you know, we've been successful so far this year doing that. We were successful last week against the number one rush defense. And, you know, we feel confident we'll be able to do it again.
Great, Henry. Thank you so much. Henry Heinoski, Anita Marks. John, back to you.
Thank you, Anita, once again. And now it's time for our keys to the game. And we're rejoined by Paul Dottino. And, Paul, what's the one thing the Giants need to do to be victorious on Sunday against Washington?
John, we heard from Chase Blackburn earlier. Justin Tuck, JPP, and Michael Boley all told me the same thing. So who am I to argue? It's about defensive discipline.
Well, you're Paul Dottino. You can argue with anybody.
I'm not going against these guys. Defensive discipline. That means when you rush the quarterback, you hold your lanes, you don't get caught out of whack trying to chase this guy around like a rabbit. That's not a good idea. That's what the Vikings tried to do, and look where it got them, John.
Failure.
Not good. So make sure you keep him in front of you, keep him contained in the pocket, make sure his feet are stationary and he's trying to throw it. Even though he's got a gun, have some confidence and faith in the guys back there. The secondary's actually been doing a pretty good job, John.
And I'm going to go back to stopping the run and tackling to prevent those yards after the catch. All three very important things. Paul, thank you very much. We appreciate it as always.
You got it, John.
And that's all the time we have for the preview report right here on Giants.com. He's Paul Dottino. I'm John Schmelk. Thank you to Anita Marks and Michael Eisen as well. Enjoy the game on Sunday, everybody. It should be a good old-fashioned NFC East battle.